This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Black Reparations Council is distributing $50,000 to seven organizations in its first round of grants. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
African art, homeless resources, and food justice are some of the issues tackled by groups getting grants. It's a local approach to a national movement for reparations to Black communities after slavery, segregation, incarceration, and more. Dr. Tara Jay is getting funding for Youth Scene, which helps LGBTQ people of color.
It is a different look of decolonizing wealth, specifically in Colorado. I think it's something that we need to be having more conversations.
The money is from Reparations Circle Denver, which fundraises among white people to give to Black-led groups. The council plans to open another grant cycle this spring. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The flu is hitting pregnant patients hard this season, and UC Health is reporting a rise in pregnant patients hospitalized with the flu. Doctors are encouraging that group to get the flu vaccine, but according to the CDC, flu vaccine rates among pregnant people are lower than before the pandemic. Dr. Michelle Barron says pregnant patients are more susceptible to respiratory viruses and having complications.
They fall in a high-risk group, and I don't think they always sort of recognize that because they tend to be younger and healthier for the most part.
Barron urges flu vaccinations to help protect both the patient and the baby. This is CPR News and KRCC. And of course, don't forget that at CPR.org, we have more stories about what's going on around the state today. So if you can't listen around the clock, which we're sorry about, but totally understand, you can come visit us at our website.